And time now to catch up on Orange County government. OrangeCountyNC.gov is the county's website for more information. As I mentioned earlier, the work of local government goes on, even though we're all focusing on the state and national elections this week and will continue to for many days to come. County commissioners have a meeting coming up in just a little more than 24 hours on Thursday evening, so we'll talk about that and more with Orange County Commissioner Penny Rich, the chair of the board, who joins us now on the phone. Commissioner, how are you? How are you doing?
I think I'm holding up okay.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, going to the news and Twitter, I've been doing these long walks. I mean, I think a lot of people see me out walking, so it's it kind of clears my mind and helps me, not look at stuff. So my rule is when I'm walking that I can't look at my phone. I know a lot of people walk and look at their phone at the same time. I don't do that. That's my rule is no.
I can't do that. No. I bump into things when I'm not looking at my phone.
Oh, goodness. I'm such a klutz, too. I mean, seriously, I didn't learn how to walk until I was 12. So it's like, you know, I am really scared. And as you know, I'm one that is not into any kind of distractions when you're out walking on the streets or anything like that, from my Chapel Hill town council days when I wanted to put that phone ban in and driving. And it's even more important for people that are walking or crossing the street not to be texting or looking at their phone, especially if you have your earbuds in too, right? And a hybrid car, you can barely hear a hybrid car. So let's pay attention, people. Let's love our surroundings, take the earbuds out and, you know, take it all in. So, yeah, how are you doing?
Hanging in there. It was a semi-long night, but I've been saying people came up to me today and I was like, oh, did you get any sleep at all? I'm like, yeah, I actually got a lot of sleep. I got home at midnight and I was in bed at 12:02. And surprisingly, it was pretty easy to fall asleep after a crazy busy night. So I'm okay, actually, for now.
Yeah.
For now.
Well, you were probably somewhat mentally exhausted, right? So you were ready to just shut down.
Yep.
And I think that that happened to me too. Like around 11:30, I started realizing we're not gonna really get any more than this.
Yeah, so exactly.
No, and you know, watching the news just became a lot of noise, and it was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Let me try to go to sleep. I was not as lucky as you did, though. I did not fall asleep.
Yeah, I always take about an hour to fall asleep just on a normal night. So it took me about an hour, but that's par for the course for me.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Staring into the dark sky. Yeah, there you go.
So speaking with County Commissioner Penny Rich, got a meeting of the board tomorrow that we'll talk about, but other thoughts about the election and the way it went and just turnout in general. Orange County had super high voter turnout, North Carolina the same thing. There's little disputes here and there across the country, but everything seemed to go pretty well here.
Yeah. And I know there's a bunch of folks now that are going around to make sure that all the votes are counted. I can guarantee you, and I know this for a fact, that you do not have to worry about that in Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
After going through the primary and sitting through a recount and sitting through provisional and absentee ballots being counted, folks, our BOE, they are professionals when it comes to this. And as you know, the governor is the person in charge of governor. That party is in charge of the BOEs in the county. So we have a 3-2 split. But those five people are, they're good people and they want every vote to be counted as well. And so I just have to tell you, in Orange County, you do not have to worry about this. This is every vote will be counted. If there is any kind of request to do a recount, they will do that also. We got a good amount of people out early. I was in touch with both the chair of the Orange County Democratic Party and the Republican Orange County Party. Spoke with both of those chairs, Democrats a little bit more, but the Republicans also, just to make sure to see if they needed anything, if they were able to get their folks to the polls, if they needed to get additional transportation. And it was good to be talking with both sides and reaching out. I enjoyed that. I am also the chair of my town hall precinct in Carrboro, and wow, we did a phenomenal job getting our folks out. And I know this is throughout the county, but the volunteers that stepped up to the plate this time during a COVID pandemic just amazing, Aaron. I mean, we should be proud, period. I mean, you know, full stop.
Yeah.
There you go.
And I think one of the most heartening things, the most heartening like number that I heard over the course of all of this was Rachel Raper, the county elections director, saying, you know, we were worried about not having enough volunteers to staff the polls. Not only do we have enough, but we've got hundreds, and I think she said 2,000 volunteers on a waiting list that we don't need, but just in case they're ready to step up. And I thought that was great.
Yeah, it was. That's pretty amazing. And all of it's amazing. But this is pretty awesome that we actually had a lot of young people step up who normally don't watch the polls, right? Because they're either in a class or they're running around the university or they're doing something or another. This time they like took a pause on their life and they stepped up. So if they weren't running, they weren't at the polls, they volunteered for you know, different things, you know, handing out material, doing literature drops, you know, going door to door, calling people, texting people. It was a multi-generational effort, and just phenomenal, phenomenal.
Well, you did say the magic word a minute ago, so now I have to ask, since you were working at the town hall precinct in Carrboro, thoughts about that flag issue that's still kind of germinating here?
As you know, your folks probably know this because you had a news blurb about it.
Mm-hmm.
There were a number of calls to take those Black Lives Matter flags down well before the election. They went up in July, and there were calls soon after to take them down. It turns out that some people are offended by those flags, and if they follow what the current president of the United States says about that group, you know, they're scared. They're intimidated by those flags. Not that they should be, but this is our leader of our country is telling you to be afraid of this. And so early on, after we talked last week, this issue arose, and I was in contact with Mayor Lavelle and the BOE chair. And then, as you know, the state stepped in, and Carver went into closed session to discuss this, which they could to get legal advice. And, you know, they came out the other end saying that they weren't going to take the flags down. And, you know, there was some concern that there would be some sort of violence or some sort of pushback about that. Thank God that did not happen. There were some Trump people out on Saturday when I walked by town hall with the big flags, but not really blocking anyone or anything like that. So the decision to keep the election site open through the end of the cycle was made by the BOE. No problems. There were no harassments. There was nothing. So I guess the concern now is for consideration of the next voting cycle, which would be the 2021 for town council. But, you know, by then those Black Lives flags might not be up there anymore. Maybe the rainbow flags for Gay Pride will be up there at the time. So, you know, we'll see what next steps occur. You know, thoughts, I want to say I am not a town council person in Carrboro, so I was not in that closed session. But they are, you know, some of the folks that we voted for, and we have to trust that they are going to make the best decisions for us.
Speaking with County Commissioner Penny Ridge, orangecountync.gov for more information on county government, including the Board of County Commissioners. And turning to that, you do have a meeting coming up tomorrow evening. So what's on tap?
Yeah, we do. And, you know, I think we talked about the agenda a little bit last week. Pretty much the stuff is the same. Nothing much has changed, except there has been an added regular agenda item, and that's about Cardinal Innovations, who is our NGO who supplies healthcare dollars to folks in Orange County. And we've been a little bit dissatisfied with them for a long time, wanting to align our healthcare closer to home and to our east as opposed to our west. And there is another NGO called Alliance that has offered to have us as part of that group. You know, you can't just say, okay, we're going to stop and we're going to move over. It has to go through the state and the state health department. So there's going to be a conversation about that, and that's going to be that got added to the agenda late. That's going to be 6E. But prior to that, you know, we're going to talk about the tax schedules. I know no one really wants to hear about that now, but it is a reappraisal year in 2021, and we've gone through all the steps so far in the procedures to make sure that people know about that. So we'll talk about that again. There'll be a vote on that, so we'll approve the adoption of that to move forward with that. And then we're talking a little bit more about housing, and we have $2.5 million left over from our 2016 housing bond that we would like to spend. A couple of good projects coming up, so stay tuned to that conversation. That could be a rewarding conversation for us because we're giving that money out. And then, of course, we're going to have an update on our emergency housing assistance program, and this is really critical right now. As you know, Aaron, we have more and more people who cannot pay their rent. Most people that were in service jobs will not get those jobs back right away, and, you know, they're living on the edge. And you know, Governor Cooper passed Order 171 to help us out with that, to make sure that if the CDC did change the rules, that at least North Carolina wouldn't. But again, this is all time limited, and time, you know, time is not on these folks' side, and money will run out. So as much as we want to have these eviction diversion programs continue for a while, it could be a challenge. So that discussion will be there. And then we will get an update on the upper Neuse River Basin. And that's kind of all about the environment and good stuff. Good stuff. Should be a good meeting.
Meeting agenda online at orangecountync.gov. Get the link to the live stream there as well. And we're still a little ways away from this, but now that the election's over, you're coming on the end of your tenure as county commissioner. That's going to be the first meeting in December, which I looked at the calendar. December 7th, I think, is the first meeting. What are your thoughts heading into that?
Yeah. So, I got a month left, and until December 7th at 6:59, I will be a commissioner. I plan to do what I always do, work really hard. Be a commissioner is 100% of the time when I'm 100% on. It's been an amazingly challenging, rewarding year trying to move everyone through COVID. The relationships that I've built, not only with our folks locally, our mayors, and, you know, collaborative efforts with other counties, were just so rewarding. I just wish we were at a point 9 months into this pandemic, going into the winter, that we were in a better place, mm-hmm. that people were still not getting the virus, that people were still not dying, that we would have some sort of national plan. It's just mind blowing to me after working on this for 9 months and working, you know, daily. I mean, there was no stop on this when it first started, as you know, that we're still not at a place where we understand what the end game is. We certainly have a better idea of how to deal with it and try to get people to understand the importance of wearing those masks and waiting and washing your hands. And not going to family reunions or, you know, a packed church or a wedding or something where you are going to be with community, where community contact can happen. And that's where our cases are mostly community contact now. They're not, in the beginning when we were in the congregated living. We're averaging between 13 and 15 cases a day. I don't know if that's good or bad for 145,000 people in the county. It just seems like, you know, we're going in and out, and some days we are down below 2% of positive, and some days we go above 3. That just means to me that we still don't have any kind of control of this. But that wasn't the question you asked. You asked about being a county.
It was actually the next thing on my list, so I can wrap up after this.
You know, I think that this is one of the most important leadership roles that I've had guiding us through COVID. And I cannot tell you how many people have thanked me and were so appreciative that I was the chair of the board at this time, because it wasn't easy, and you needed to really be level-minded and not overreact or shoot from the hip. You needed to really listen to what everyone was saying, because as you know, Aaron, in the beginning, you were reporting on this too. You would be reporting something at 3 o'clock, and by 6 o'clock, 3 hours later,
completely different. Yeah,
completely different. And the data that was coming in wasn't coming in all at once, and you know, it was just such a such an amazing challenge. And, you know, at first, remember, everyone thought that they could get it by touching surfaces. And I mean, no one knew. And until we figured out that it was transmitted in the air, I guess the president knew, but we didn't know. So, yeah, I mean, that challenge is still real. We're going to be going into 2021 a little better equipped, but because we could do the testing, because we have the contact tracing, because everyone is working on some kind of vaccine, whether that's going to move really fast or not, we don't know. Orange County has applied to be in the vaccine lineup. So, you know, you have to go in and start saying that, you know, or the health departments have to go in and start signing on to wanting to make sure that we get the vaccine. So we have done that. Orange County is there. UNC hospitals also are very aware of if a vaccine does come through, and it's a proven vaccine. Let's be very careful about how we say vaccine. We shouldn't just throw the word vaccine around. It has to be proven, and they want to be on the front line too. So we're in good standing for that, but now we just need that to happen.
And again, orangecountync.gov for more information on county government meeting of the board tomorrow night. Get the full agenda on the website and the link to the live stream there, too. Got to wrap it up there. But County Commissioner Penny Rich, as always, thank you so much for being with us today.
Sure, Aaron. Awesome. I'll see you next week.